7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Listen to all those wacky noises. It's 1930 UTC. Is my car locked? There it is. What did I say? 1930 UTC. I'm that one guy you know. Tobe. Yeah, I know that guy. I'm doing dubious goals committee outdoors here somewhere. Where are we? Well, if you listen very carefully, you can hear the crackle of high voltage power lines. If you listen very carefully, you can hear me cranking up my exoskeleton. You can also hear the guy with the weed trimmer in the parking lot. I am at tranquility. I'm in the weird spot on the gyro ball side. And I've got something to tell you. I'm out here looking for mushrooms today because it's a fairly decent day. It's not too cool, it's not too hot. Well, it might be too hot. It's very humid. So I don't know what kind of danger I'm in. But I don't care, because I've already seen two marmots. Yeah, not kidding. Driving over here, just, you know, not even, what? Well, I guess we're about 200 or 300 meters away now, but as I was driving by MUD, what the hell is that? You know, I got to drive down Fort Street to get here. And at about 120th and Fort, there's a big MUD complex. MUD is the sister utility to OPPD. OPPD is electricity. MUD is gas and water. And on 120th Street, 120th and Fort, there's a big, you know, whatever MUD does, it's gas. There's a big gas storage tank and who knows all what else goes on there. But I have seen little marmots hanging out in the past. There's this little sort of little drainage creek that goes between the road and the actual property, and marmots get down in there. And yeah, so long story short, I was driving by there all of 3 minutes ago, and there's two marmots just out munching on the grass. Nom, 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 nom. And so, yeah, I've already won. I'm already ahead of the game. So I'm standing here now looking down into this little creek, looking down into some known marmot spots, wondering if there's any matis over there on that point, because that's like Mati Point. I wonder if we should go over there. I wonder. Kind of afraid to be out here today, just because it's going to be wet and muddy, and I'm going to be slip-sliding around. But I do have my crappy shoes on, so that's all good. I can see where animals, most likely raccoons and or marmots, have been traversing this pipe. They use it as a bridge to go over to this little creek. And I can see all of their little footy footprints on it. It's so nice. Now the big question is, where should we go? We're not going to be finding any mushrooms today. It has been raining for a couple days. Is there a mati in this hole? There's a mati hole up here. Ooh, this mat hole might be in use. Wow. Where's the exit hole? I don't see any bugs, but the hole is clear. Let's walk around the corner here and see if there's any Matis over here. It's Mott spotting day on this lovely Friday the 13th. I'm not a superstitious person. I am a Tobe person. Okay, we got some tracks down here in the trail. Wow. These are deer tracks. Deer stepped right here. He slid in the mud a little bit. Then he stopped. And then he bent over and he smelled this and he poked his toes into the dirt right here. He was smelling dog tracks, I think. He poked his toes into the ground right here, too. Now, where did that deer go? Oh, he came over the little wooden bridge here and he walked up. He walked up here. I'm looking around. I don't see any deer. But maybe we'll run into some. We haven't seen any deer yet on Dubious Goals Committee this year. That will happen soon. I guarantee it. I guarantee. All right, so I'm going to work my way around this little weird bend, and there's just all this weirdness. Yeah, here's more deer tracks in the soft earth up here. These are fresh. These are fresh. These are deer tracks that have been made in the last couple of hours, probably this morning. Oh, what was I talking about? Lost my train of thought. Anyway, I'm going to go up here. Oh, look at these Mati footprints. Now there's deer tracks in the mud and Mati footprints in the mud. Are there some Matis up here? We're sneaking up on the scary tree. The deer has just been walking along on the path. Here's more marmot tracks on the path. Where are these guys? Okay, any marmots in the tree complex? I don't see any, but I'm looking. Okay, it's marmot day. I want to see another marmot today. Would love to see some deer. All right, well, if they're not over by the tree, maybe they're down here in the creek. Okay, there's some known dens over there, and I am looking, and I am now visible if any Mots are looking back at me. Where's my Matis? Okay, I can see back down into the creek again now. There are lots of marmot tracks down there. Lots of marmot tracks. And, oh, yeah, I was going to say, at one point in time on this side of the creek, there was a den over there. And, yeah, it's still here. And it looks like it might be in use or it was checked out. Don't know. Because the dens across the creek don't look like they're in use. The dens on this side of the creek kind of do. Wow. Mati business. I wonder if I want to walk up on this den that's under the scary tree. Yeah, let's just do it. What the heck? Follow this little path right here. An obvious marmot trail. Now, where's the entrance? I never remember where the entrance is exactly to this den. Okay, yeah, here we go. Oh, that hole is clear. Hey, Matis, are you in there? Matis, come out. Any Matis? Hello, Mr. Mati. This hole could be in use. I'm looking at the logs. I'm looking for signs of marmots on logs. The signs I'm looking for are, of course, piles of poop. Marmots will mark their territory. They like to poop on logs to let everybody else know that, hey, this is my log. Okay, where are the Matis? I don't want to go any further because I don't think they're up there. Because that's where all the weird little construction and stuff is going on and blah, blah, blah. I think they're this way. I'm turning around and I'm cranking up my exoskeleton some more. Wind myself up. This one's maxed out already. What was that sound? Are marmots laughing at me behind my back? Wah, he didn't see us. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. Going back the way I came, looking at marmot tracks on the trail, looking at deer tracks on the trail, and any fox tracks? I'm looking, because I'm in a very foxy area. This is a fox zone. I've seen more foxes in this area than any other place except for Herrenhaven. And I don't see any fox prints, though. Don't see any fox tracks. Somebody was walking their dog in here earlier. But no foxy business. Got some big bees flying around. That's good. I like big bees, and I cannot lie. Alright. Now, get back up on this side of everything. Let's keep looking around here. Oh, that reminds me of something else. It's a little bit warmer today. What in America we would call 60 degrees, which is about 15 Celsius. It's about, really, it's about a little warmer than that, I'd say. 16, maybe 17 degrees. But it's overcast. And I think it's going to rain later. And, okay. So that's why we're out and about now. Got to do stuff now, because we're not going to be able to do stuff later. It's been rainy. It's the rainy season where I live. Alright, what I'm doing now is I'm now walking back past where I came in. Oh, there's a turkey over there on the other side of the creek. On the other side of the marmot point. Okay. There's the first dude of the day. Official on the air Dubious Goals Committee spotted dude. It is a turkey. And he's walking around over there. He thinks I can't see him now. He's hiding. He's not hiding very well. I wonder if it's that same turkey that we saw out here last time. Probably is. Probably is. Hey, what's that over there? Do I see more turkeys? No. Just some low shrubbery. Funny thing is that turkey is kind of where I want to go. He's on the other side of the creek, though, but this is a weird spot where this little creek goes into the big creek. It takes some funny, really weird bends, and it carves out a big canyon. And now there's this grassy area, and there's this little point. There's this little sort of corner that the creek bends around. And on this point are marmot dens. Alright. I'm looking across on the other side of the creek, and I think that's a marmot den over there. But yeah, there's known marmot dens up here. We have seen marmots up here many times and have photographed them. And I didn't bring my camera today. I just remembered. But I want to get up here on this point. I can see that turkey. He's acting like I'm not a threat, which is cool because I'm not really. Oh, this hole. Here's one of the holes for the point den. I think I see bugs, and this hole is clear. Where are the motts? Let's look down in the creek. Wait, what was that over there? Nothing. Don't step on the hole when you go back, Tobe. Looking down into the creek, looking for marmots on logs. Not seeing any. A lot of new trees got blown over. Yeah, this is a wind corridor. Blows the trees right over. Okay, let's go further out onto the point here. See if we can see any motties. Where's my motties? Where's are my motties? Where's my motty buddies? Sneaking up very quietly into this marmot apartment complex. Ooh. I can still see Mr. Turkey. There's paths and obvious marmot trails all around here. Here's a hole. Wow, is this hole in use? I can't tell. It looks like it is. And these paths all look like they're in use. Geez, there's holes everywhere. There's a hidden hole here. I gotta not step there or else I'm gonna get splattered. And yeah, there's other hidden holes. Here's a hole. I almost stepped in it. This looks like it might be active. This action looks actionable. And that turkey is now, let's see, 20 meters away. He's on the other side of the creek. I think he knows that I can't get to him because he's not moving or doing anything. And I kind of want to keep going here, but I know that this is all messed up now. I can't really get over there. There's some other holes that I know are good. But yeah, what's that turkey doing? Where is he? Where did he go? You know, he's just standing there. He's sort of hiding behind the tree, wondering what I'm up to. I'm turning around. I don't want to fall off any cliffs. Okay. Where's our marmots, people? Where's my matties? Well, I'm glad I've already seen two marmots, but you didn't get to see them with me. We should drive back over there. Although, there's nowhere to go. You know, it's just driving by. You can't, there's nowhere to pull in, there's nowhere to stop. There's nowhere to do any real marmot watching. I think the marmots know that. It's kind of getting hot. Well, it's not hot, it's just that I'm exerting myself and it's very humid out here today. I am going to have to be a little bit more careful. And I think the sun might be trying to come out, which is not good because as soon as the sun comes out, it's over. All right, so there's a broken sprinkler head. Interesting. I'm walking around now to another funny little point. Hey, are these cowbirds? Maybe. All right, now look down into the creek, Tobe. Look for dudes. We're looking for marmots. We're looking for turkeys. We're looking for deer. We're looking for foxes. What can we find? I don't see any dudes. Where are all the dudes? I can see lots of little paths and trails where dudes have been running around. But I don't see any of the actual dudage. All right, so let's walk back over here, get back on this path. And there's a funny little area right over here. This is where the little creek flows into the big creek, the big papiole. I forget which patio this is, but this is where the big action happens. This is a big wide creek. Most people call this a river. And now we can sort of look around down in here. There's another marmot den over here. I was kind of hoping I could see that turkey because we've sort of gone around the turkey a little bit. Anything happening down here? This marmot den is no longer in use. Oh, we can't really get down here like we used to. There's a lot of trees down and stuff. But I'm looking for marmots on the other side of the big creek. I'm pretty much standing over the point where I can look down and see where this little creek joins into the big creek here. I can see down the valley of the big creek, the patio. I'm looking for deer. I'm looking for anything. Where's all the dudes? There's no dudes out here today. Except for, well, you know, that turkey. And those two marmots I already saw. Oh yeah. I'm turning around. I'm gonna go check another little area. If you follow the bike path and go down here, this path sort of goes around the parking lot. And somewhere over here are two things that I want to check out. There were some marmot dens down here. I haven't checked these in a while, like a couple of years. I remember being out here one year at about this time of year, and I could just stand, where was it? It was down here a little bit further. I could just stand here and I just watched a marmot dig out a den. Never seen it happen before, have never seen it since. An actual marmot digging, and it was hilarious. And I really enjoyed myself watching that marmot do his thing. And then the last time we were out here, last week, it was right around here somewhere where we saw that turkey. There was a turkey in the parking lot, and then he went gobble blub blub blub. And then he moved, where to? He came right back into here somewhere. So I'm wondering, hey, is this some kind of turkey hangout place? Well, yeah, it's a big old creek. This whole valley is a giant turkey hangout place. So yeah. Oh, there's a big marmot hole on the other side of the creek. I wonder if that's in use. Well, that's a good turkey gathering area down there. But I don't see any turkeys. Where is everybody today? Where's all the dudes? Well, we know some of them are over at Metropolitan Utilities District. MUD, the mud. Okay, I'm still walking along the bicycle path here. Nobody bicycling today. No fresh bicycle tracks. No, nothing. Looking for turkeys. And now, I'm sort of out of the parking lot zone, and now we're approaching the gyro ball fields. There are no gyros playing gyro ball today. It is, after all, Friday. Friday the 13th. And all the gyros are in school. Because that's where gyros go on Fridays. School. I'm looking back down into the creek again. I just want to see some dudes. Hey, that looks like a marmot den or something. What's going on over there? Huh. This is a good area for action. There just isn't any action happening. And that's okay. I want to go up here a little bit further. See what's going on over here. Dun, 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 gyro ball. It occurs to me, because there's goals here too. I'm just about to walk by half a dozen, seven, eight goals. Soccer goals, football goals. Do you know what Omega Ball is? Have you seen this yet? Omega Ball is a form of football. It is a new format of football. When I say football, for all Americans and my Australian listeners, I mean soccer. And this is a version of soccer that is played on a circular field. And it is contested by three teams. That's right, three teams play each other. It is very fast moving. It is very high scoring. There's somebody's old Christmas tree. Idiots. Why are people dumping Christmas trees here when the Christmas tree dump is literally right over there? You can see it from here. Anyway, Omega Ball. It's a real thing. You can find it on YouTube. And I actually watched a few games. It's crazy. And I want to play. I want to play this insane game, but of course, I can't do anything. If there was a walking version of it, yeah, I could probably do it. But that's the thing, you need a lot of goals. You need a round field, first of all, and you need not just two goals, but an additional one. And you have to have some way to move those goals around so you can form the Omega Ball field. All right, I'm looking down into the creek at a strangely wide spot. There's actually a little island in the creek. It's cool. But there's, and the funny thing is, all the grass is matted down. Geese and stuff have been hanging out over there. I'm not seeing any more dudes. I'm not seeing any more dudes. That's fine. I'm going to turn around, though, because it's going to get dangerously hot for me soon, and I don't like it. So, for safety's sake, we're just going to start heading back in the direction I came. Although, I'm going to hop over to the return bike path over here by these goals. These are short goals. These are low goals. These goals aren't even 2 meters tall. These are gyro ball goals. How badly do I want to play gyro ball? I wish I could. I wish they need to have gyro ball leagues for adults. And when I say gyro ball, if you haven't heard me use this phrase yet, this is the version of football that they let little kids play. Really little kids, 3, 4, 5 years old. You know, they play it on the little square field and they have four goals. It's just... I would love to play that. That might be something I could play, because you know, you could just stand there, wait for somebody to kick you the ball, then you know take the shot on goal. There isn't anywhere on the field that isn't in shooting range for an adult, you know. So I'm just saying, who wants to be on my adult gyro ball team? Contact me, tobe@sdf.org. Because you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe, and I'm walking across the parking lot back towards my automobile. A show that airs every day at 19:30 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Tune in tomorrow. I'm out of here.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes. Thank you.